Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of Sip Down Memory Lane. I'm Olivia.
I'm Emma.
And today is a bittersweet episode because it's our last one. We're going to be recording for a while, for an undetermined amount of time.
Yeah, sorry, guys. We don't know when we're coming back.
Emma's got a lot of things happening in her life right now.
Yes, in case you forgot, I'm pregnant.
One big thing specifically is going on. But it's a really exciting thing.
Yeah, pretty stoked.
So we're going to be taking a break in case any of you forgot, but this will be the first one before our break, the last one before our break. And today Emma is going to be talking about the time that she was in a Thanksgiving play. Right?
Yes.
I think this will be kind of a funny story.
Me too. Especially because it happened a long time ago, and I've been trying to think about all the details of it, and it's... When I initially proposed the idea, I was like, it'll be cute, but then the more I think about it, I'm like, this is actually way funnier than I thought it was going to be, so...
Oh, good.
Anyway.
What are your thoughts about Thanksgiving in general?
It's definitely, a holiday that takes up the least amount of space in my brain. Mm-hmm. And as I've said before, I love holidays. Mm-hmm. But I do I feel like as I've gotten older, I've appreciated that it's fairly chill. It's just an excuse to hang out with family. Especially, obviously, there are some, cultural things with it. Like, just knowing about the reason that we celebrate that are a little bit interesting, but I don't know, I've never really thought about that anyways, and yeah. It's just become a holiday that I can appreciate being with my family without any pressures. I don't have to get anything for anyone. I don't have to really schedule out my day. It just is pretty calm.
Yeah.
And I like that about it. How about you?
Yeah, I feel the same. I think as a fall girly, I am I've always thought Thanksgiving is the peak of autumn. Mm. And because right after that, everyone goes straight into winter mode.
Yeah.
And Thanksgiving is still very much about the fall leaves and the pumpkin flavored things. And it's just fun. So I like it.
Yeah, I think it's fun. Do you have issues with the fact that Christmas is celebrated before Thanksgiving a lot of the time? Yeah, me either.
Yeah, I don't really care. I am a Christmas girl.
Yeah. I saw something the other day that said, Christmas is a season, Thanksgiving is a day.
Yeah.
And I was like, and with that it said, we're not skipping it, it just is not a season. Yeah. And I was like, I like that.
I know.
I'm gonna say that to people more.
Everyone's like, no, you have to leave space for Thanksgiving, and I'm like, why not both? Why can't there be Christmas music on while you're making Thanksgiving dinner? I think that is actually so fun.
Yes. I feel like it puts you in the spirit for it more.
Yeah. I saw this meme. I don't know if it was even a meme. It wasn't even that, comedy focused. But it was, October. Wait, what was it? November 1st. To Thanksgiving Day is Christmas, and then Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday are Thanksgiving, and then every day after that is Christmas.
I like that.
Yeah, it was funny.
That was funny.
But we love you regardless of your opinions about this, because it's very controversial.
It is, and you can have whatever opinion you want.
Mm-hmm.
I would decorate early for Christmas. Dixon won't let me.
Really? I didn't know he was such a stickler about that.
Oh, yeah. No. And he won't put on Christmas music until after Thanksgiving either. except, this year, he's gonna let me decorate a little bit early because I was like, by the time it is, Thanksgiving, I'm not gonna have energy. Yeah. And the baby could come, right around Thanksgiving. And so I'm like, I want to be a part of decorating, and so we do need to do it a little bit earlier. And we had a little activity that we did the other day, and we put Christmas music on for that. So it's
cute.
When there are reasons for it, he's okay. It's not a good enough reason that it just... that I want it. that I'm ready. That's not good enough.
Maybe you guys should alternate years because marriage is about compromise.
You know, that's not a bad idea.
I think you should. I get it because I love fall so much and it is kind of a short season. I get wanting to like soak in the autumn vibes before going into Christmas, but
yeah. And I think that's really what it is for him. It's not that he doesn't want Christmas because he's like
very Christmassy.
Very Christmassy, but it just is that he wants to appreciate fall more.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Well, let's get into our drinks. What are you drinking today, Olivia?
I have, and I actually noticed that I might have had this exact same drink last time we did an episode here. Not like the last episode, but the one before that, the Halloween one.
Oh, uh-huh.
I have a peppermint hot chocolate.
I don't think you had that last
time. Really?
No.
Okay, good. That's okay. I really thought that I did. I was worried.
I don't remember.
But it's from Beans and Brews. Pretty nice. Good. It's 3 seconds away, so yeah. I was going for convenience today.
I almost made hot chocolate again, which is what I did last episode. So I was like, no, I can't do it 2 days in a row, even though I really, really wanted it. It was mostly just because I wanted it. But I also was so sleepy after work. Mm. Dixon was like, you need some caffeine. So we went to Swig and I got myself just a small beverage. We don't need a lot of caffeine right now, just enough. But I got just a 16 ounce of Life's a Peach, which I've never...
Oh, Life's a Peach.
Oh, yeah. Life's a Peach. And I looked up what was in it because I couldn't remember. So it's Dr. Pepper plus vanilla plus peach, obviously, and half and half.
Mm.
Which I'm not like a typical... I don't typically like... half and half, or like creams in my soda. Like, I just want like soda and I'm okay with the flavorings. Mm-hmm. This is actually pretty good.
Good.
So.
I love a cream in my soda. Yeah, I love it.
I don't know why maybe I just haven't had it with the right things.
I just loved, as a kid, when we'd have root beer floats, like drinking it at the end was my favorite part, and it reminds me of that.
I do love that.
Yeah. Well, let's do our exciting things. What's your exciting thing, Emma?
My exciting thing is I only have one more week of work.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm so ready.
Yeah.
That's the thing I'm trying to get through. Like, obviously, I'm trying to get to the end of pregnancy. I want the baby to be here. But, like, when I was pregnant with Liesl, and I was at this point, because I'm 35 weeks as we're recording. When I was pregnant with Liesl at this point, I was like, I just want her out of me. I'm starting to feel that a little bit. But it was, like, a desperation of, like, I just have to be done. Whereas with this, I'm like, or this time, I'm like, as long as I could just sit and do nothing, I'll be fine. Because I know he's going to be here. And it will be over.
Yeah.
It just is the working while being pregnant is awful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm so ready.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to meet the little guy.
Me too. I know, I've had a lot of people, they're like, I can't wait to meet your son. I'm like, same.
Oh. And I'm excited for you to not be in pain anymore. Tired and out of breath.
Thank you. Yeah. Me too. You know, Olivia's always like, how are you doing? I'm like, well, the same, but worse.
Worse every day.
Yeah.
Downhill from here.
Yeah. What's your exciting thing? Oh, thank you.
Mine is much less exciting than a human baby, but me and my friends love the show Selling Sunset, which if you guys don't know, it's like a real estate show, but it's a lot of like drama between the real estate agents, and there's this whole storyline of drama that me and my friends have been following for like 5 seasons, I think. Mm-hmm. And a new season came out and we got to start watching it together. And it was so much drama, so much tea. It's like the first reality TV show where I'm like actually so enthralled by everyone's stupid petty drama. But I love it so much. And all of the other seasons we've watched, Kristen was rewatching them. So she was like just kind of anticipating our reactions to things, but this is one that she hasn't seen, so we're all watching it for the first time.
Which is fun.
It's really fun. Yeah.
How many seasons are there of the show?
I think this is the sixth one.
The sixth one? Okay. Yeah.
I could be wrong, but it's insane. Because they're, like, super rich real estate agents in Orange County. Mm. Los Angeles area. And all of the homes are just, like, millions and millions of dollars. So jeez. It's just crazy to see, like, what kinds of things are important to these people who have so much money.
Right.
I love a good show watching session with my friends. It's, like, my favorite thing right now.
Yeah, that's so fun. It's fun to have something that you can bond over and, like, talk about and...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll get into the story now. Okay, so this Thanksgiving play, this took place when I was in third grade. And what's funny is I did the math, and at first I was like, oh, that was 11 years ago. No, 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 no. It was 21 years ago.
I was about to say.
I graduated from high school 11 years ago.
21 years ago?
Yeah, 21 okay. years ago. I think I've said this before on here. The way that my schooling lined up, it was like I was finishing the grade up in the year that was that same number. So, like, I finished third grade in 2003. Mm. And since this was Thanksgiving, that meant it would have happened the first part of third grade, which would have been 2002. So, yeah, 21 years ago.
Wow.
So crazy. And, so, let me just clarify it by saying this was not, like, a play that I auditioned for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't like, oh, there's this opportunity to do this Thanksgiving play, like, let's sign you up, or, I wasn't like, Mom, I want to audition. No. The whole third grade at Leona Cox Elementary School put on a Thanksgiving play. Like, the teachers decided that.
Is that normal for elementary school ages? Like...
like, doing plays and presentations?
Like, just getting kind of assigned?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there would be, like, things where just be like, oh, yeah, we're just doing this. And it was like, okay, you know.
Because no kid is going to be, like, that good.
Right.
At acting.
Yeah.
And if they are, then they should be getting paid for it, probably.
Right. Yeah, I had... so, outside of... because... no, it... guys, remember, Olivia was homeschooled until high school.
Yeah, I have no idea about elementary school life.
Yeah, so elementary school life is, like, totally foreign to her. But the... there are always, like, programs where, like, each grade would put on part of the program, right? Like, they do, like, a winter show, and so each grade had a couple songs they sang or whatever. This was not that. It was just that third grade was putting on a Thanksgiving play. And I had a couple other times in elementary school where we had plays that it was just, like... oh, yeah, you're just putting this on. And the teachers just decided that that's what was happening, and then you were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, gotcha.
I think a lot of it is, like, the teachers trying to find and give ways for the kids to be able to be in front of people and have, like, opportunities that could be potentially scary, you know, to help with things like public speaking and... but doing it in a play feels a little less intimidating, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Some sort of enrichment, whatever. Something that I was really trying to remember, and I even asked my mom. Like, I talked to my mom and was like, do you remember if the teachers wrote it? Or, like, there's some part of me that feels like a teacher just, like, wrote the play mm-hmm. instead of finding it. Because there are things like this that just exist online that you can use. Well, mm-hmm. I say online. Online was so different when I was in third grade, but still, that you could find and use. So I don't remember, but it wasn't a good play. It was, like, the most basic of basic plays.
Was it a musical?
Yeah, okay. It was a musical, but it only had one song.
Oh.
That we sang over and over again.
Oh, no. That yes. sounds terrible.
There might have been, like, an opening and closing song to the musical that was different from the main song in the musical, but I don't remember that part.
So what was your role in this play?
So I was the mom. Let me tell you the premise of the play.
Okay.
It was this girl who didn't like turkey.
Okay.
And that was the story.
Like, that's the premise.
And then I think she had, I remember there was a mom and a dad and a grandma, and there might have been a grandpa, but I don't remember, and there might have been a brother, but somebody also played a dog. That was like her dog. And those are all the roles. Now, that's, how many roles did I say? Okay, so the girl, the dog, mom, dad, a grandma for sure, and maybe a grandpa and a brother. So like only 7 people tops on stage. Out of the whole
third grade.
It wasn't just my class. It was all 3. Oh. I think there were 3 third grade classes.
And the same performance?
Yes. And there was at least 30 kids in each class, I'm sure. I think that was fairly typical. Okay. 25 to 30. So the rest of the class just like sat in front and sang the songs. I think the play also was like a narrated play where there weren't even lines. The main girl that didn't like turkey, she might have had some lines, but I think it was like, you know, like when a narrator would be like, and then she said this, and then they like say it.
Oh.
I think it was like that. And I couldn't remember if they assigned one of the kids to be the narrator or if it was just one of the teachers.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, not awesome. It wasn't a very long play. I don't even know if it was a half hour. In prep for the skate, there were no auditions. Mm-hmm. We just were assigned. I don't know how they picked us to be. I don't know if it was like they picked their favorites. I know I wasn't my teacher's favorite. Because I never was a teacher's favorite. I was like that kid that was a really good kid. Teachers liked me. I stayed out of trouble. But I was never like the favorite or the teacher's pet.
Yeah, same.
So I don't know how they picked us. If it was like good grades or they're like, oh, they'll be responsible. I have no idea.
They said, Emma will be a great mom one day. She'll be the mom.
Yeah. All I had to do, I remember that the outfit was something like a, like what you'd imagine, like a Leave It to Beaver type time frame mom to wear. You know what
like
I'm talking
50s?
About? Yeah.
Okay.
Like a little dress with a little apron.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And
very domesticated mom.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So, and I didn't do anything except for put like fake spaghetti on a plate. Or nice. Something like that. So yeah. Don't know how casting decisions were made.
Right.
Can you even call it that? We also, I only remember rehearsing like 2 times.
Oh.
I remember there was the first time we ever like went through it and we just kind of talked through the play and we did that in the library. I don't know why I remember that.
Like a table read kind of thing?
Yeah. And I think we learned the song.
The song.
The song. And then we had a time where we ran through it, and I think it was like we were running through it in the NPR. Do you know what an NPR is?
National Public Radio.
Oh, no. And I guess I should pronounce better.
Someone's taking a shower.
I'm going to be sit down very late without some chaotic background noise.
True.
So it's an NPR.
Oh. I still don't know what that
is. Multi-purpose room. Okay. Isn't what it stands for. I don't know if every school had one of these. I think for the most part they did. The multi-purpose room is where we'd have assemblies or if there are activities. When I did chess club, that's where we met. it was also our cafeteria. So it served a lot of purposes, hence multi-purpose.
Love that. Love a good acronym.
Mm-hmm. I remember one time, this is a tangent, saying to my parents, like, oh yeah, we met in the NPR room. And they're like, that's redundant because it, you're basically just saying multi-purpose room room. And I was like, oh yeah. And so I've been very careful to not say that.
I love it.
So we did like one run through in the NPR and that was it. And then I was trying to remember too, if we did like two performances, another like specific random memory that I have about this is that this was done in our old NPR. While I was at school, they built a whole new building that was bigger. They could fit everyone in it at the same time, but the smaller one, like, they had to split us up in order for everybody to go. Like, they couldn't fit everyone all at once. So that's why I think we probably did a couple performances, but I don't know. Again, this was 21 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, parents were there. I think part of the reason that I remember as much of it as I do is because my parents recorded it. So we have it somewhere on a little tape that I wouldn't know how to watch now, but somehow we watched it after it happened.
Gotcha.
Another little fun fact is my grandma is the one who played the piano for this.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and that was something that when I talked to my mom, that's why I called my mom to ask her about this in the first place, because I was like, was this the thing that grandma played the piano for? And she was like, oh yeah. I was like, great. So that was kind of fun. So even though we only did like a couple of run-throughs, I think the idea of this play was like, let's do something simple enough that we don't have to practice all the time. But then in our individual classrooms, we would practice the song. And it would be like, okay, we've got some time today. Let's run through the song really quick.
Nice. Okay.
So
I see the vision there.
Yeah. So it was kind of like, I think it was meant to be kind of low maintenance, stuff like that. And the song, I feel like I have to sing it.
Yes, I would love a sample of this song.
Okay, let me also, hang on, let me clarify something about the plot. There, I was trying to remember, because again, basically the plot was just that this girl didn't like turkey.
Right.
But I was trying to remember if it wrapped up, because she would go through and there are all these foods that the different family members made that she liked. And the song was about that.
All the foods.
All the foods. So it would switch. So it was the same song, but you'd switch out, like, the food and the person that made it.
Oh,
so there was variations of the same song. And I can't remember if, like, the resolve of the play was that she ended up liking turkey, or if it was just that, like, Thanksgiving's not about turkey, so it doesn't matter. I don't remember.
No moral to this story. Yeah.
But the song, my mom remembers it too. We sing it on the phone together.
That's so cute.
That's so good. So, I'm, like, feeling awkward now.
A 1, 2, 3.
There was this little dance that we
would do. I mean, I have not seen you laugh this hard in so long. You better keep that snort in. I will.
Well, my face is out. There's this little dance that we would do. See this, but
should I film it?
Yeah. But Olivia will film it. Probably end up on Instagram.
Oh my gosh.
My mouth is having so much fun eating mom's spaghetti. Yumbo and yum yum yum. Yumbo and yum yum yum.
Yumbo?
Yumbo. Yumbo and Yummy Yum Yum.
Slay.
Six times.
There's like thousands of kids singing.
Oh man. And I remember in particular this one teacher who wasn't my teacher. I don't remember her name. I like picture her in my head. She was so proud of this play, which is why I'm like, maybe she wrote it and that's why she felt so proud of it. I don't know. But she was so proud of it.
That's interesting.
Yeah, especially because it was bad. And yeah, that was the play. Now, here's where it gets a little interesting. There was some drama. There was drama behind the casting.
Oh.
So the girl that was like the main girl, I have been trying for the last few weeks since I've been thinking about like preparing for this. I've been trying to remember her name. I can't remember it for the life of me. I actually think that after this year, I don't know that she was at the school anymore. Like, I think she might have moved.
Oh.
And I don't even know if she was there. So I went to Leona Cox from kindergarten to sixth grade. Mm. Like, I was there my whole elementary school, and so was my sister.
What do you think her name would be based on her personality?
I like want to say like Victoria or something.
Okay.
But there's another girl that I went to school with named Victoria, and I have a memory of her being like the only Victoria. And we called her you know what? Now I'm remembering another Victoria, because there was a Vicky and a Victoria.
Vicky.
And so then maybe, I don't know, maybe that was her name. Or like a, what am I trying to... Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, V names are coming to my mind.
All right. That's giving a vibe.
Yeah, like I feel like it should... Actually, it's not even V names. It's just the letter V that's coming to my mind. I don't remember that much about her. I don't think we knew each other very well. That's why I'm trying to remember if she was even there from, like, kindergarten or first grade or something. And if she was, we were never in the same class together. So, like, I just didn't really know her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember her being, like, particularly nice, but I also don't remember her being mean.
Mm.
And I wonder if, like, my feelings of her not being so nice came from the experience I'm about to tell you next. So, again, I don't remember why people got chosen. But she got chosen to play the role of the daughter. And there was this other girl that I do know her name. I'm not going to say it on here. But I do know her name, and I do know her very well because we went through elementary school together. We were in junior high together. We were in high school together. I know her pretty well. Funny enough, I don't think we were ever in the same class. But we, like, you know, chatted. She wasn't somebody that I was ever a close friend of, but it wasn't like we weren't friends. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I remember the day that we went into the library to do our like, table read. She was complaining to me because she was mad that this girl got chosen. And I don't know why she was complaining to me, but it was just the two of us chatting. Maybe we just ended up sitting next to each other or something. But she was totally complaining and was, like, so upset that this other girl got chosen. And I remember her saying something along the lines of, I don't even care that it wasn't me. I just think it should have been someone else. She's like, but I don't even like turkey in real life, so it would have been more realistic if they cast someone like me.
I love that.
Yeah, and I was like... Oh, yeah. Like, you know, I was trying to be, like, so validating and just, like, mm-hmm. little, you know, not necessarily, like, people pleaser, but I wanted her to feel good.
Yeah.
Right? So I was like, yeah, totally. I don't know.
Did she know that you were cast at this point?
I think so. I think they just were like, oh, this is who's doing what. And we were like, okay. And I didn't care. like, it's so funny because I did theater later on. This was not like a moment that made me want to do theater. It just was a thing that happened. And I kind of just was like, all right, they're making me do this thing.
Like, they just got the theater vibes from me, I guess.
Maybe just going, I don't know. But I was just going with the flow, you know. It was...
So how long was this play from start to finish?
Honestly, I truly think it was maybe like a 20-minute play.
Wow.
Maybe 30 tops. Like, it was
That's
so
wild.
Short. Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know if it was, like, part of that was, like, just how it was, or if they wanted a short play, so then, you know, people weren't being taken out of class for a long time. I don't know. Mm. But it was so short. Like I said, there wasn't really dialogue. Just
Did
the
you
one
guys
song.
Perform this for your parents, like, in the evening time someday?
No, it was just, it happened during school, and parents came during the day.
Wow.
To see it.
So did both of your parents go?
I think so.
Cute.
I mean, my dad would have owned his business at this point, so it would have been really easy for him to step away and come watch. My parents are very involved parents, too, so... If they could be at anything, and they're still like this, if they can be at anything, they'll be there. And so I'm sure they both were there. Honestly, my dad was probably operating the camera. And part of the reason that we have it recorded could potentially be that maybe one of them wasn't going to be there, but I think they both were there.
Nice.
So... And they might have, if we did two performances, they might have even been there for both. That's how supportive they are. Plus, like I said, my grandma was playing the piano, so my grandpa might have been there too. And
that's sweet.
And my sister would have definitely been there because, well, so we're 4 years apart. So would that have meant that she was in kindergarten at that point, or she was not yet? Either way, she would have seen it, I guess, because I'm sure the kindergartners would have come up and seen it, or she was with my parents. So, everybody witnessed this moment in my life. But yeah, I just remember that feeling of, like, I have to do this thing, because it's what we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't excited about it. I wasn't, like, I also wasn't, like, why are we doing this? It just was... what we were doing. So very go with the flow. And then also that little bit of drama and like feeling bad for this other girl because she really wished that she wanted it. And knowing, or she really wished that she had gotten the part, but also kind of feeling like you're saying that you wish it wasn't you, but I think you really wish it was you. And, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And then also the fact that, like, it's not, it's not like they double cast it.
True.
You know, if we're doing two performances, they could have had two different people play it, but...
True.
No, and also I still think it's so funny that one of the characters was a dog.
Were they on their hands and knees?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, and they would, like, sit. And I actually remember who played the dog. It was my friend Alejandra. And I also remember that my friend Taylor was the dad.
Wow.
I don't remember who else played the other characters, but for some reason I remember that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I've always kind of wanted an elementary school play experience because they look so cute and all the kids just... sit there singing a cute little song, looking like little angels.
Yeah, it's definitely cute. But then, you know, I feel like as an outsider, you'd only enjoy it if you are emotionally attached to one of the kids.
Yeah.
You know,
if Lisa was up there, I'd be bawling.
Oh yeah. I would be so proud of her singing Yumbo and Yummy Yum Yum. Like, so proud.
Yeah, that's my effing kid, dude.
This is my kid singing Yumbo.
It's reminding me of that episode of SpongeBob. Did you watch SpongeBob?
Yes. Which one?
I Wumbo, you Wumbo, he, she, they, Wumbo.
I forgot about that. Oh man, SpongeBob said me.
Yumbo and Wumbo are just one and the same to me now.
As they should be.
That's so funny. So, was this like a core memory for you, would you say?
No. No. Not at all. I kind of had to dig deep. When we were talking about, like, what to do for Thanksgiving, it just, like, popped into my head. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that play. Yeah. That could be interesting. It has been really fun, though, to, like, even though, no, it's not a core memory,
mm-hmm.
it's been really fun to dive back into that time and think about just, like, what I was like as a kid then,
mm-hmm.
what my interests were, where I was at, just, like, mentally with school and friends, and to kind of see, like, oh, how was I different? How am I the same?
Yeah.
So that's been kind of fun, and just to kind of, just to dive into it when it was a simpler time, right? When
mm-hmm.
kids were concerned about not playing a girl that doesn't like turkey.
And that's it.
Yeah.
So what are some of the main similarities and differences that you see between you and third grade Emma?
I feel like third grade Emma was very, she was much more carefree, much more like, yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Adult Emma is definitely a little more like systems oriented,
mm-hmm.
and like, this is how things work.
Mm-hmm.
But the conversation with that girl that was like, I should have been cast for this reason and da da da, I would still totally be like, oh my gosh, yeah, that really stinks. I'd still be very validating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's very much, that has not changed. And it's, I've said before on here too that, like, I seriously should get checked out for OCD. And it's not that I didn't struggle with that then.
Mm-hmm.
I just think I didn't have big life problems that made it present in different ways, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there are definitely still tics and weird things that I did then that I do now.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that, like, my brain goes through things is very, very, very different.
Do you find it helpful to look back at your childhood self?
Yeah, and I should do it more often. I don't do it as often as I would like to, but I think in some ways it's really healing to look back.
Yeah.
Especially now, knowing myself better.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was, especially like third grade, Emma was very confident in who she was. There was nothing that made me really feel like I was weird or different or that, like, I wouldn't have cared. So it's funny because I feel like I was just, I mean, kids are just true to themselves.
Yeah.
Right? So it's funny to, like, where I feel like I know myself, like, really well now, and I'm starting to know myself better than I've ever known myself, to look back at a time when I was, like, totally confident in who I was and didn't, like, really have insecurities because I didn't know what those were yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to look back at those and be like, oh, okay, yeah, I could be like that again, but to also look back with a perspective of the life that I've experienced, there are some things that I feel like, oh, now I understand why I was like that at that age.
Gotcha.
And how it's affected me now. I don't know. It's this weird, like, I wish I could be like that, but also I understand things better now that I'm maybe not the exact same.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So true. I think our childhood selves are like, I think that they tell us a lot about who we are and, like, who we have been in our lives, but not necessarily who we have to be or are supposed to be.
Yeah.
So I think it's really, like, kind of fun to look back and try and remember or even, like, learn who you were at certain ages and, like, what that means about you. I find that very fun and interesting.
Yeah, it is. It is really fun. And even in, like, simple stories where you can be like, oh, because there, I know plenty of kids who would have taken their role as the mom serving up plastic spaghetti very seriously.
Yeah.
And even though I take things very seriously now, little Emma was just like, okay, this is what I was told to do, so I guess I'm gonna do it. And it's like, yeah, I don't know. It's funny. It's not that I didn't care. It just was like, this isn't a big deal, so I'm not gonna stress about it.
Yeah.
Now everything I stress about. So I'm really torn, and I don't have to think about this for a while, between like homeschooling my kids and sending them to a school. Because there are some of these experiences that like I'm so glad I had that I wouldn't have had at home. But also homeschool has changed so much that so many of those experiences are actually provided a lot for homeschool students. Mm-hmm. So who knows, but
yeah, big decision.
Yeah, and it's something, because it is so huge, I'm like just sort of looking into options, or you're just talking to people about like why or why not they put their kids in school and stuff.
Yeah.
But like I think about all those fun things and like running around on the playground and like stuff like that, I'm like, oh, I want my kids to have that. But also there's something about homeschooling that is like drawing me in. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
It's interesting that we have a lot of different perspectives in our family.
Yeah.
On that, because I don't know, I feel like I don't remember a ton about my childhood, which could be for a lot of reasons, but I think if I were to be in school, I would remember more.
Maybe.
And just have more memories connected to like different environments. Because most of my memories occurred at home.
Right.
When I was those ages, so.
Yeah, that is interesting. That maybe just like the, there's so much similar day to day that.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Who knows? And every kid's so different, so.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe you didn't need to do a stupid Thanksgiving play to learn. I mean, no. I didn't learn from it.
Yumbo sounds pretty iconic.
You know, like I said, I remembered it for 21 years, so.
I still cannot believe how hard you laughed at that. I was dying.
I was feeling a little awkward, which doesn't happen very often.
I'm like, is this the first time I've seen you awkward?
I think so.
You just getting these giggle fits?
Yeah. Because it was like the anticipation of, I'm about to show you this thing and I have to sing on a podcast. A song from third grade.
They're lucky to hear your singing voice.
Yeah, I think it really shined in that.
Peak singing potential.
Perfect vocal performance.
Well, thank you for sharing this iconic story from your childhood, Emma.
You're welcome.
I think it was a fun little end to this period of podcasting for now. And thanks to all of you guys who have been listening to us since the beginning or whenever you started listening. And we hope that you're having a great Thanksgiving season and are excited for Christmas. And if you want to give us a follow on Instagram and leave us a review, that'd be great. We are at A Sip Down Memory Lane on Instagram and at Sips Podcast on TikTok. And we will talk to you guys in the future.
I don't have have anything else.